Matthew chapter 13. The same day went Yeshua out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever does not have, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they, seeing not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, By hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. For blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When any one hears the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it, then comes the wicked one, and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and immediately with joy receives it. Yet he does not have root in himself, but endures but for a season. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that received seed unto the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit, and brings forth, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Another parable did he put forth to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up, and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And so the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? From where does it have tares? And he said to them, An enemy has done this. Servants said to him, Will you then that we go and gather them up? But he says, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather you together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, to burn them. But gather the wheat to my barn. Another parable put he forth to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches of it. Another parable spoke he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened. All these things spake Yeshua unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable he did not speak unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Yeshua sent the multitude away, and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear? Let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hidden in a field, and the which when a man has found he hides, and for joy thereof goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold everything that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Yeshua says to them, Have you understood all these things? And they said to him, Yes, Master. Then he said unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. And it came to pass that when Yeshua had finished these parables, he departed from there. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, From where has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Miriam, and his brethren Jacob and Joseph and Simon and Judah? And his sisters, are they not all with us? From where, then, has this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Yeshua said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, except for in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. End of chapter 3.